newsbreak.com.au.
Good morning. It's coming up to 16 minutes to nine. Quite interesting in the Senate overnight. Labor's climate change bill is poised to actually pass the Senate after the government agreed to amendments. And interestingly, usually when we have amendments in situations like this, it's usually the other side of politics that's trying to water down the bill. Interestingly, set of dynamics actually in the Senate at the moment, where the amendments that have been actually proposed have actually been proposed by independent Senator David Pocock. He wants to improve things like accountability and transparency. So he's actually trying to strengthen the bill even further. It's quite an interesting dynamic. And I guess it's reflecting the overall opinion of Australians who want so much more done about climate change. They fully accept the science, and it is a thing of actually strengthening the bill and, of course, making it more aggressive types of targets. We're talking about a 43% reduction by 2030. To talk a little bit more about exactly what's been going on in the Senate and this very important bill for Australia, Senator Nita Green joins me this morning. Good morning, Nita. Back on the job this morning because you probably had a fairly busy night last night as well.
Yeah, good morning. I've literally just walked in the doors of Parliament, and it's an exciting day to be here because it looks like we will be passing an important piece of legislation in relation to climate change. It's been a busy couple of days. We did have the midwinter ball last night as well, a chance to raise some money for charity. So I think there's a few people who might have had their dancing shoes on last night. I went home a little bit early because I've got a little one, but it's going to be a really exciting day in Parliament.
Now, look, let's talk a little bit more about some of the amendments that are coming through. Transparency and, of course, accountability is always important, and not just in relation to climate change, right across the board. And, of course, that's something that's come up just in the last couple of weeks with respect to the former Prime Minister taking on those additional portfolios. But when it comes to also the 43% emissions reduction, getting it across the line by 2035, and, of course, the authority that actually is behind making all this stuff happen, they're some of the things that are looking to be strengthened to make sure that what happens does happen, and any future governments basically can't wriggle out of this commitment.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because in the Senate, neither side of politics controls the numbers. And I think that's actually very important for democracy, Murray, that we do need to negotiate these things to get them through. So we know that the laws that are getting passed are robust. They've had a good discussion and negotiation. But I want to be clear, we haven't negotiated on our target. We are very firm that we would not change the 43% target because that's what we took to the election and that's what people supported. But in terms of some of the amendments that we have agreed to, they're about making sure that people understand how we're tracking when it comes to these targets. So we've agreed around some reporting mechanisms to make sure that the minister has to come into Parliament and let people know and deliver a statement on how we're reaching these targets, what progression we've made. And it's also about making sure that scientists and people who, under the former government probably weren't listened to as much, have the opportunity to give advice to Parliament, and that public that advice would be public. So these are things that we already had in the bill, and we have strengthened them with some of the amendments, and I think that's a good thing. But the best thing about this legislation is that it gives certainty to Australian businesses, to people who are investing in renewable energy, so we can just get on with the job of reducing emissions and catching up with the rest of the world.
Now look, one of the things that I guess has got so many Australians across the line is that, sure, there's that old dichotomy of these teal independents, these inner city greens that are pushing it. But the fact is that that is not the case because there are remarkable opportunities for regional Australia. I was talking about the value of the Great Barrier Reef just a few minutes ago, but right across the country, this climate change bill actually paves the way for renewed, energy when it comes to our industries, new opportunities right across regional Queensland and regional Australia. And that's one of the things that I guess has made sure that this bill has had so much support across the board.
Yeah, look, I think if you support regional Australia, you should support this climate change bill because there are a lot of opportunities that this bill will create for jobs in regional Australia. It's not just about protecting the jobs that we already have that rely on the Great Barrier Reef, but there's opportunities in renewable energy, in mining rare minerals, which we'll need to make batteries, for example, lithium. There's lots of opportunities for hydrogen development. And we know that one in six jobs that are created through this transition period will be in regional Australia. So I think we should be making the most of it. I think people in regional Queensland particularly are ready for this change. They've been calling for it. They want some certainty around it. And I think that we've got a lot to gain by passing this legislation. It's just disappointing that there are still some people out there who want to fight the climate war, so to speak.
Yeah.
And haven't really kind of listened to what people have said at the election. That they want less division. They want less conflict in Parliament. They actually just want us to get on with the job, do what we said we were going to do, and that's what we're doing today.
It's what democracy is all about, and as people have spoken as to what they want, that very, very small minority that continue to make so much noise about climate change and saying that it's not real, I just think nobody's listening to them anymore. And, of course, Australians know what they want, and I think that's one of the key things is that, you know, sometimes you get this amplification these minority voices, very loud minority voices, but they do not represent the majority of Australians, and I think that's the key thing. You know, we've already moved on. Really interesting, and look, you know, as we wrap up this morning, obviously this is the process through the Senate. What about before it gets to the Parliament? You know, what type of, you know, issues are likely to come up, do you feel, as it actually gets to Parliament as well?
Well, it's passed the House of Reps and it's in the Senate today. And what we think we've managed to do is agree that it will get passed today.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going backwards, of course. Yeah.
But that's okay. Look, and I think that's really important to understand that there was consultation before this legislation was put through the House of Reps. We did negotiate with some of those teal independents. We wanted to get their support, and we did. So now we're in the Senate and we're negotiating with people like David Pocock, the new senator from the ACT, and we're making sure that people understand that this is a process that has been negotiated, that is an outcome that the Parliament agrees to. It's really disappointing that the Liberal Party is not going to be supporting this legislation in the House or the Senate. I would like to see this be a really unifying moment for the Parliament, for the national interest, because, you know, we're in a situation right now where people are facing high cost of living, high inflation, and this is one step that we can take to actually reduce power prices to create more cleaner and cheaper energy. So it really is an opportunity for us to all come together and deliver that. I guess Australians will see today when people line up to vote that, what they really think and if they've been listening or not.
And, you know, that's unusual. My understanding, and I guess that's why I posed that question, was that I actually thought the things actually went through the Senate generally and then to the House of Representatives, but it's gone the other way with respect to this
one. It's the other way around, and that's important because the Senate is the House of Review, and that's why I love to be in the Senate, Murray, because as a Queenslander, I think it is important that we have the final say on legislation that goes through Parliament, and it'll be really, really exciting, you know, as a regional Queenslander to be there today to cast my vote and to make sure that as the special envoy for the Great Barrier Reef, we're taking action on climate change.
Well, you learn something every day, and my understanding for years, and despite the fact that I follow politics fairly closely, was that things generally happen the other way around. So that's a really interesting light bulb moment for me. Senator Nita Green, thank you so much for your time. It's been great to talk to you and good luck today.
Lovely to talk to you, Murray, as always.
The Christian O'Connell Show.